Welcome to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop game cast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
By the name of the legendary DJ Kool, and without further ado, here's your host, Magic Mose.
Yeah, it's your man Magic Mose. Give me an aging car show model and I'm hip-hop's Pat Sajak, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop game cast. We have two incredible golden era gladiators in the house today. Please give a huge Headspin welcome to Phil, a 46-year-old senior infrastructure services manager, extremely fancy, and Melvin, a 42-year-old radiologic technologist. I don't know what that is, but it sounds impressive. Okay, what's a senior infrastructure services manager, Phil?
IT, so like, if you have nerds in the rating, I'm one of the top nerds.
Hip-hop IT.
That's right.
Radiologic technologist is...
basically an x-ray tech, but the difference is the licenses are different. So my license is a full license and you can specialize and go into CT and MRI. And...
that's so hip-hop.
So hip-hop. Very fancy. Right, fancy there. Jobs, guys. I like it. All right, guys. It's been a long time since the golden era, and I know we all went from B-boy to backaches. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you today that you're still knowledgeable about hip-hop?
90s hip-hop a lot stronger than today's hip-hop, but maybe a 7, 6 and a half.
7, 6 and a half.
Yeah, I would say 7, 2.
7? You guys are very realistic. All right, we're super excited to set this game off, but first, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. Phil, first question. The year is 1996, and you just got a brand new answering machine from Radio Shack. Which 90s hip-hop song do you make your outgoing message, and why?
Man, it'd have to be Ring, Ring, Ring by De La Soul, because I think everyone used to have that on theirs.
All right, Phil, you got to sing it. You got to sing it.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry I can't get through. Yeah, all right, that's it.
De La Soul has some super creative skits. What is one of your favorite hip-hop skits of all time?
I don't know about any skits, but maybe some St. Ives commercials by Biggie, Tupac, Snoop. They all had them.
All right, second question for you, Phil. Which 90s rapper's wardrobe would you like to raid and why?
That would probably be Run DMC. Be nice to have those stretchy pants, you know, those jumpsuit. I may or may not wear pants all the time on my Zoom calls.
Last question for you, Phil. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I think probably configuring a global exchange transport rule. That could be any
humble
more nerdy.
Humble brag. What is that, Phil? Like, nobody knows what that is. What is it?
So essentially, it's a rule that applies when you send an email or when you receive an email, what happens to it in transit. Yes.
I kind of just dozed off.
So Melvin, the year is 1996. You just got a brand new answering machine from Radio Shack. Which 90s hip-hop song do you make your outgoing message and why?
The first thing that came to my mind was California Love, born and raised in L.A., and it's dope.
It's the California hip-hop equivalent of like, I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
All right, second question for you, Melvin.
Yeah.
Which 90s rapper's wardrobe would you like to raid and why?
Growing up in L.A., again, like Chucks, anything with Chucks is just the style. So if you want to technically go 90s, I would probably just say like Snoop's wardrobe or something. Old school Snoop, though.
The sweat,
you know?
Velvet sweatsuits?
No.
Last question for you, Melvin. What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Okay, woke up this morning and I straight went to Instagram and searched cute puppies. Because I was trying to look for this one post of two Shih Tzus dressed up in, you know, postal worker costumes, carrying packages. And it was just the cutest thing, dude.
That sounds adorable. I can't wait till you find out about those kiosks in the mall where they have They have calendars with puppies.
Uh-huh.
They're dressed as like firemen, puppy ninjas.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop. You'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a big factor here. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, just yell stop and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will be going up, giving you both the chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser today will have to spin the Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a golden era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever in infamy. All right, are you guys ready to flex your golden era hip-hop knowledge and crush this competition today?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, Phil, you're going to be first. That means, Melvin, you're going into our isolation booth. All right, Phil, this is the first round, my man. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the seven you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock starts after I ask this first question. Here we go. Name the Grammy award-winning MC who penned the hit Funky Cold Medina.
Tone Loc.
What was the name of Ice Cube's female protege who shared the mic with him on Bonnie and Clyde Theme?
Ah. Pass.
Finish this line from Tribe Scenario. Bo knows this and Bo knows that, but Bo don't know Jack.
Because Bo can't rap.
What does M.O.P. stand for?
Ah, pass.
Name the MC who mentored a young Jay-Z and featured him on the single Hawaiian Sophie.
Pass.
What did the golden era legend Intelligent Hoodlum change his MC name to in 1997?
Pass.
Name one of the rappers from the legendary hip-hop duo Camp Low.
Pass. Dang, can't think.
What was the name of Ice Cube's female protege who shared the mic with him on Bonnie and Clyde Theme?
I remember a rap.
Time!
Can I recite the rap for some points?
Phil, you scored 2 out of 7 questions correct in that first round.
Ouch.
Do you feel like your hip-hop credibility is still intact after that round?
Not quite so much, no.
No? It's only round one. You can still bring it back. I got faith in you.
All right, here we go.
You're going to head into our booth, though, and Melvin's going to come out here and answer the questions for round one. All right, Melvin, how are you doing? How was the playlist?
Cool. It was dope. I like it.
Put your Palm Pilot on silent and let's do this. All right? You got 60 seconds after I read this first question.
All right.
Here we go. Name the Grammy award-winning MC who penned the hit Funky Cold Medina.
Funky Cold Medina. Oh, shoot. Dude, I know this song. I have 60 seconds.
For the whole round.
Oh, shit. Pass.
What was the name of Ice Cube's female protege who shared the mic with him on Bonnie and Clyde Theme?
Bonnie and Clyde Theme. Freaking. Yo.
Finish this line from Tribe Scenario. Bo knows this and Bo knows that, but Bo don't know Jack.
But Bo don't know Jack. Can I get a rap? No. Damn. You know, Phil got this one right, too.
Oh, man. Melvin, it's over. It's time.
No,
that's
shit.
Time.
Damn, that was quick.
Melvin, you only scored one question right, but considering you only got to hear 3 questions because you were so slow, that's not too bad.
Warming up.
You're warming up. Yeah. So you're optimistic.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's bring Phil out and let's talk about the correct answers to these questions. Tone Loc penned the hit Funky Cold Medina. Now, Phil, you got that one correct. Melvin, you did not get that one correct. Yo-Yo was Ice Cube's female protege on Bonnie and Clyde Theme. Now, Melvin, you did get that one correct, so congratulations. Tribe Call Quest Scenario. The line is, Bo knows this and Bo knows that, but Bo don't know Jack because Bo can't rap. M.O.P. stands for Mash Out Posse. Both of you guys got this one incorrect. Melvin, you didn't even get to this one. Jazzo mentored a young Jay-Z and featured him on Hawaiian Sophie. Intelligent Hoodlum changed his name to Tragedy Gaddafi in 1997. Now, this one personally hurts my heart. So Sonny Chiba and Geechee Suede are the legendary rappers from Camp Lo. So let's do a recap. After round one, Phil is in the lead with 200 points. Melvin has 100 points. There's still a whole lot of head spin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round. Questions are going to be worth 200 points there. Get your hip-hop thinking caps on and let's do it. Round two is coming up after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. Headspin will be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, welcome back to Headspin. We got Phil and Melvin battling it out today. Phil's in a lead with 200 points, and Melvin is right on his heels with 100 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser will have to spin our Headspin Wheel of Consequence. It's a big bowl of humiliation with a Golden Era twist. Let's get acquainted with those consequences on today's wheel with our announcer, the legendary DJ Kool.
Today's consequences are gangster prankster. FaceTime your parents with an NWA face tattoo. Got beef. Freestyle rap your order at Fatburger. Grin and Berry. Listen to the Super Bowl shuffle 8 times in a row while on live stream. Changing tables. Set up a table and a sign that reads Lil Pump is a better MC than Tupac. Change my mind. Jump squares. Dress like Crisscross on Hollywood Boulevard and jump to their hit song, Jump. Sugar Hill Rain. Call a random person and recite Rapper's Delight as long as possible. Back to you, Magic Most.
All right, thank you to the legendary DJ Kool. Now, Melvin, you'll be kicking off round two. Phil, that means you'll be heading into our isolation booth. Okay, Melvin, are you ready to get that head spinning?
Let's go.
All right. 60 seconds starts after I read this first question. Here we go. Which rock band made a guest appearance on Run DMC's Walk This Way in 1986?
Aerosmith.
Name the rapper whose real name is Robert Van Winkle.
Vanilla Ice.
From which city is Common from?
Chicago.
Which one of the following 90s legends did not make a cameo in the film Juice? EPMD, Fab Five Freddy, Big Daddy Kane, or Queen Latifah?
Fab Five Freddy.
Name the two MCs in Lords of the Underground.
Lords of the Underground? Pass.
Including the intro, how many tracks are on Nas's Illmatic?
Can you pass?
Who was the DJ for Kid and Play?
Play.
Name the two MCs in Lords of the Underground.
Pass.
All right, that's time. All right, Melvin, you got 3 out of 7 questions correct. Way to gain some momentum in this round.
Feel better. Yeah, still warming up.
Yeah, you're getting out of that pop music coma.
Seriously.
Let's bring out Phil. All right, Phil, how are you doing?
I don't know. Not so confident.
The questions in this round are worth 200 points. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Are you ready, Phil?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Good answer. Here we go. Which rock band made a guest appearance on Run DMC's Walk This Way in 1986?
Aerosmith.
Name the rapper whose real name is Robert Van Winkle.
Vanilla Ice.
From which city is Common from?
Chicago.
Which one of the following 90s legends did not make a cameo in the film Juice? EPMD, Fab Five Freddy, Big Daddy Kane, or Queen Latifah?
Big Daddy Kane?
Name the two MCs in the Lords of the Underground.
Skip. Pass.
Including the intro, how many tracks are on Nas's Illmatic?
12?
Who was the DJ for Kid and Play?
In the movies? Martin?
Name the two MCs in Lords of the Underground. Time. Phil, you got 4 out of 7 questions correct. You stepped it up. Great progress. Thanks. We're going to go ahead and bring out Melvin and talk about it.
All right, let's go.
All right, guys, another exciting round here at Headspin. Let's talk about the correct answers to round 2. Aerosmith made a guest appearance on Run DMC's Walk This Way in 1986. Vanilla Ice's real name is Robert Van Winkle. Common is from Chicago. Big Daddy Kane was not featured in the film Juice. The two MCs were Mr. Funky and Do-It-All in Lords of the Underground. This one, I was a little surprised that both of you guys got this one wrong. Nas's Illmatic had 10 tracks in total. DJ Wiz was the DJ for Kid and Play. At the end of round 2, Phil is still in the lead with 1,000 points. Melvin is right on his trail with 700 points. But oh no, this is far from over, guys. We got round 3 coming up. The correct answers are going to be worth 300 points, giving each of our Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and the grand prize of $500!
I'm going to buy the Juice movie and the Nas CD, House Party.
And a Shih Tzu.
There you go, 2 Shih Tzus.
The losing contestant today will have to spin our head spin wheel of consequences. Stick around for round 3 to see what happens.
After the break, it's the final round of head spin, and one of our contestants will be spinning our head spin wheel of consequences. Head spin!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Headspin. After round 2, Phil has the lead with 1,000 points. Melvin has 700 points. But this is still anyone's game. We need to step it up in round 3 and make this happen. This round, each of you have a chance to win because the point values are tripled. Melvin, you're going to be going first. That means, Phil, you're going to be heading into our booth. Okay, Melvin, this is round 3. You only need 2 answers right to take the lead in this round. So put your gold tooth on and let's get ready. 60 seconds will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Which MC was featured on the 2004 reality show The Surreal Life along with future love interest Bridget Nielsen?
Pass.
What was the name of the group KRS-One was a part of before he went solo?
Public Enemy. Wait.
Name the 80s hip-hop collective consisting of Marley Marl, Master Ace, Kool G Rap, and Craig G, to name a few.
Pass.
Which 90s hip-hop clothing line used the slogan, clothing without prejudice?
Dang. No idea. Lugs?
Which record label was responsible for the debut albums by Wu-Tang, Alkoholics, and Big Pun?
Sheesh. Pass.
What is the name of the Southern production team consisting of Rico Wade, Ray Murray, and Sleepy Brown?
Pass.
Name the Atlanta-based rap group whose debut album is titled Van Full of Pakistans.
Pass.
Time's up. Oh, man, homie. Melvin, you got 0 out of 7 questions correct.
That's right.
Melvin, not even your Run DMC jumpsuit could save you. All right, let's bring out Phil. All right, Phil, what if I told you that Melvin got every single question correct in there? How would that make you feel? How would you prepare for round 3 to destroy and take this over?
First, that would be unbelievable. But secondly, wow, yeah, I would just hype myself up to get ready to do some type of punishment.
All right, well, Phil, hype yourself up, man. Like, slip on those shell toes. Let's do this.
Yeah, wow.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
This is round 3, Phil. This is for everything. This is for the glory. This is for it all.
Let's do it.
Correct answers are worth 300 points. Here we go. Which MC was featured on the 2004 reality show The Surreal Life, along with future love interest Bridget Nielsen?
Pass.
What was the name of the group KRS-One was a part of before he went solo?
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill myself. Hold on. Pass. Oh,
name the 80s hip hop collective consisting of Marley Marl, Master Ace, Kool G Rap, and Craig G, to name a few.
Pass.
Which 90s hip hop clothing line used the slogan, clothing without prejudice?
Cross Colors.
Which record label was responsible for the debut albums by Wu-Tang, Alkoholics, and Big Pun?
Priority.
What is the name of the Southern production team consisting of Rico Wade, Ray Murray, and Sleepy Brown?
Pass.
Name the Atlanta-based rap group whose debut album is titled Van Full of Pakistans.
Pass.
All right, that's time up.
What? That's time? Can't go back to the KRS question.
You ran out of time, sir. All right, Phil, you got 1 out of 7 questions correct in round 3. You're super consistent in not getting the questions correct.
Yes.
Let's bring out Melvin to go over the answers to this final round. Okay, guys, now that I got you both back together, Phil, how do you think you did compared to Melvin?
No idea. I was hoping you were going to come back to KRS one question.
It was easy.
I may have been exaggerating how Melvin did, and Melvin's like a goddamn liar. Melvin got a fat goose egg.
No.
He overdosed on CBD in the booth.
Even the BDP one? Damn.
All right, let's go over the correct answers to round 3, guys. Both of you guys got this one incorrect. You pretty much got all of these incorrect. Flavor Flav was featured on the reality show The Surreal Life.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, I do not watch any of that stuff. Sorry.
And now you guys really let down all of hip-hop. Man. The whole hip-hop community.
Look,
KRS-One was a part of Boogie Down Productions before he went solo.
Of course.
The Juice Crew consisted of Marley Marl, Master Ace, Kool G Rap, and Craig G, just to name a few. Now, Phil, you got this one correct. Super excited about you getting one correct.
Yes.
Cross Colors was the hip-hop clothing line that said clothing without prejudice.
I almost said Carl Kanai, but yeah.
Oh, me too. I was going to say Carl Kanai, but I said Lugs for some reason.
When Colors came in, when I thought of Colors, then I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Melvin, you said Lugs. Did you wear, were you fitted up in Lugs in the 90s?
Some Lugs, but...
Yeah. Loud Records put out Wu-Tang Clan, Alkoholics, and Big Pun. Yeah. Now, Phil, you're a DJ.
Yeah, I used to promote for them. Ghetto Street, Ghetto Baby, Mad Pro. Sorry, Tommy Capistrano, right? Tommy Gunn. I have no idea how I missed that one.
Damn.
Oh, man. Organized Noise is the production team. Rico Wade, Ray Murray, and Sleepy Brown. The debut album, Band Full of Pakistans, was by the group Y'all So Stupid. I got the Guinness Book of World Records on speed dial today. This is the lowest scoring game in the history of head spin.
Breaking records.
We've never had a game scored this low. All right, Phil, you scored 300 points in round three. That's giving you a total of 1,300 points. Not so bad, Phil. That means you win.
Wow.
You win. Yeah. You win.
I'm so happy. I don't
so, make so lucky, Phil.
Yeah.
Right. So lucky.
Make good some job, noise man. For Phil, everybody.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title today, you'll be going home with $500.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What would you have bought in the 90s with $500?
In the 90s, for sure, it'd go to some DJ equipment.
Two pagers.
Now, here's the bad news. Melvin, you'll be spinning our head spin wheel of consequences.
Oh.
What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now. All right, spin the wheel, Melvin.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Loud Records was established in 1991 by Steve Rifkin. And their first release? No, not the Woo or the Licks, but a fast-rapping 18-year-old named Tongue Twista, who later went on to be known as the chart-topping MC Twista.
Aw, jump squared. You gotta dress like Criss Cross and jump to the entirety of Jump on Hollywood Boulevard. That's a lot of jumps.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Melvin, you were a dancer, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you're going to be excited to do
this. Yeah, I'm cool with it.
A big thank you to our Golden Era Gladiators, Phil and Melvin. And congratulations on the win, Phil. Melvin, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you would like to witness Melvin's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show.
Thank you for tuning in. If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and shoot us a DM, all right? I'll see you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Production support from Isaac Lucas. Music by The Math Club. Mixed by Sean Berman. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!